Costa's boss, Harry Debney, says his company would like greater transparency, particularly for mushroom levies, and argues his company could do a better job than the Mushroom Growers Association.
We're around about 40% of the industry. We pay about $800,000 a year in what's called a mushroom spawn levy. And the peak industry body, the Australian Mushroom Growers Association, is currently lobbying the Agriculture Minister to double that levy. So potentially we could be footing a bill of $1.6 million. Now, given that 75% of the levy contributed should be spent on marketing, we have failed to obtain from the AMGA any effective cost-benefit analysis of the money currently spent on marketing, and we severely disagree that they're doing much to foster the growth. Now, we are strong supporters to grow that business, or that category, if you like, but we think we spend more effectively in our own terms, our own funds within our business on growing the industry, and we think we're disadvantaged by, if you like, a largely wasted effort by the AMGA.
What do you think of the power of peak industry bodies over Horticulture Australia Limited, and what does that mean for the spread of money?
Well, at the moment, they control how, the way it's constituted, and sadly, there are no producer representatives directly on the HAL board. We advocate that there should be direct producer representation to give a balance, because some of those PIBs are not representative. We are very supportive of some PIBs because they do take cognizance of the major contributors to industry success, and they take their advice, as well as a lot of the other growers, and they are the ones that allocate the resource as well. There are others who really are, I think, wasting taxpayers' money as well as individual levy payers' money.
Greg Seymour of Mushroom Growers Association says they've used the funds effectively, and they predate Costa's arrival as the largest mushroom producer in Australia.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. For it's gone way back, and so when records were first collected in about 1978, the industry was 6,000 tonnes. Today it's 65,000 tonnes. Per capita consumption was 600 grams back then. Now it's 3.2 kilograms per head per year.
What's the evidence, though, that this is having a benefit, that the marketing levy is doing the job?
If you look at the situation back in 1978, there was an anti-dumping case bought against Korean imports, and you've got to remember back then it was 95% canned mushrooms was the market. That dumping case failed, and so the industry said, well, look, we have to really convert Australian consumers into being fresh mushroom consumers, and today Australians eat 95% of fresh mushrooms. There was no one else in the marketplace doing that except for mushroom growers to be able to convince people to turn around their consumption to that level.
Currently, 43 peak industry bodies, for example, Banana Growers Council and the Mushroom Growers Association, can be members of Horticulture Australia Limited, not individual growers. Costa says that should change to allow for big players who are paying more levies to have greater representation. He says unless there's meaningful reform with horticulture, all the levies should become voluntary. The report by Aisle Allen will be submitted to Horticulture Australia Limited next month.